Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I don't have any desire to be first or last. I want to try him and be respectful for our sovereign states. We do want to move this case along, and so we will be asking for a proposed order that occurs a trial date within the next 6 months.
Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis spoke about the indictment handed down on Monday for former President Donald Trump and 18 of his allies like Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Mark Meadows. Meadows wants to move his case to federal court in the hopes of getting it dismissed under federal law. Republican presidential hopefuls Tim Scott and Ron DeSantis have denounced the indictment, saying it represents the further weaponization of the American legal system. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said the decision will come down to the voters, adding Trump's actions on January 6th should disqualify him from running for president again. Trump's 2024 presidential campaign has only picked up steam with each indictment. Polling website 538 finds he gained favorability after the indictment in Jack Smith's investigation of the January 6th insurrection was handed down. Scholars argue Trump has warped how scandals affect politicians. Brendan Rodinghouse, a political science professor at the University of Houston, says it is part of the growing shift in politics and noted scandal indicates a need for change.
Scandals are kind of a canary in the coal mine that gives you a sense of how it is that the system is functioning. And then as a result, then you've got these laws that can effectively encourage accountability and require the system to adjust to these kinds of events.
A recent report found disturbing impacts of voter purging in numerous states, including abusive mass challenges to voters' eligibility, faulty removals for felony convictions, and targeting naturalized citizens. More than 19 million records were removed from voter registration rolls between the 2020 and 2022 general elections. Angela Hanks with the think tank Demos describes the best safeguard a person can take against voter purging.
Best safeguard is being able to show up on election day. If you find out at that point that you're unable to cast your ballot, being able to register on the spot, be able to cast a ballot that's not a provisional ballot.
The Maui wildfires are being contained as the search for missing people continues. Deanne Criswell, FEMA's administrator, says the recovery of Maui will be a whole of government approach. The agency is working to get critical needs assistance funds into the hands of Hawaiians to provide an initial $700 for food, water, first aid, medical supplies, and other necessary items. She also noted FEMA's Transitional Sheltering Assistance Program has been made available for displaced residents.
This is FEMA's hotel program, and this will allow them to move from shelters into pre-identified hotels or motels temporarily as they develop their long-term housing strategy.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.